Good morning, friends. This is Brianna, and as I drive to the office, I wanted to share a quick thought on how much mindfulness matters, even in just the simple, small things in life. So many of us are multitasking all the time. So many of my clients are female entrepreneurs or very, very, very busy businesswomen. Many of us have thoughts on our mind of what we need to do, what we haven't done. Our to-do lists are miles and miles long. Keeping in touch with friends, keeping up with family responsibilities, keeping the house clean, and all the swirly-whirly thoughts that we have going on in our head of all the things we want to do to make this world a better place. And sometimes, in the midst of multitasking, mistakes can be made. I do this far too often, and I hate to admit it, but I do. And I recently took a course on mindfulness, and it really helped me recognize something that I preach to my clients and my friends, but I don't often do for myself. And that is being really mindful of taking little moments throughout the day to reset and reboot our brains. Because when they're just going, going, going all the time, sometimes we never have a moment to just let it settle and think clearly. So for instance, this morning, instead of making my apple cinnamon oatmeal, I made apple cumin oatmeal for the third time. I've done this two other times in my life. I was rushing around, not thinking, not paying attention, just grabbing around in the spice cabinet, and out came the cumin instead of the cinnamon, and I didn't realize it until after I ate it. And if you're wondering, it is not delicious. First bite was absolutely terrible, and I hate wasting food, but out it went. And while this is a silly example of not being mindful, it's something that I wanted to share because I just see so many of us just going, 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 like the Energizer Bunny, just kind of not paying attention in life. And it's really important to pay attention in life. And yes, we're busy, but sometimes we're too busy, and sometimes we over-busy ourselves. And it's unnecessary. Sometimes it's a means of avoiding difficult things. Sometimes it's a means of, you know, seeming like, oh, look at me, I'm so busy. I just shared a voice message with a lovely lady, Jessica Razdahl. She's amazing. She's got a lot on her plate. She just wrote a book, and I can't wait to read it, and she's such an inspiration. But she had a really wonderful way of reframing that term busy. Because we both don't like saying it, and sometimes things slip and slide, but the answer is often, I'm just really busy. And that can make people feel unimportant, or like they don't matter, or that our life is more important than those of others. And she said, you know, instead of busy, I'm just really behind. And that's it. Sometimes we just get behind. Sometimes we get behind, and it's okay to get behind. And when we do get behind, maybe a good idea to assess, where are we overcommitting and placing excess importance on things in our lives that are stressing us out and keeping us from doing the things and being in touch with people that we really want to in this world. So just some thoughts on paying attention, noticing the small things, taking a deep breath throughout the day, looking around at your surroundings, noticing the flowers on the street, noticing, you know, how beautiful the sky looks today, paying attention to, you know, the smiles or the sadness in the eyes of someone, you know, in the grocery store, and, you know, giving them a little just thought of, hey, you got this. It can boost someone's mood, it can boost someone's vibe, and I think that if we paid attention more in our lives, we would have less disgusting meals by accident. We would feel a lot less stress in our lives, and we would be able to be there for others in a way that's really supportive and caring, and we wouldn't have so much pressure or weight on our shoulders. And a lot of the ladies who come to see me for help with their skin experience breakouts because of mass quantities of stress, and a lot of that stress is self-imposed and self-induced. So if we can reduce it, let's give it a try. Have a good day. Go smell those flowers.